Shalom, Australia. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi on Friday said the UNESCO resolution last week that failed to acknowledge Judaism's connections with the Temple Mount and holy sites in Jerusalem's Old City was incomprehensible. Italy's ambassador to UNESCO abstained during the October 13th vote, along with the envoys of most Western European countries. The resolution was formally confirmed by UNESCO on Tuesday. Renzi acknowledged that he failed to give his ambassador instructions to vote against the resolution and regrets the decision. He said, "We cannot continue with these motions aimed at attacking Israel. If there is a need to break out of European unity because of this, then so be it. To maintain that Jerusalem and Judaism do not have a relationship is to argue that the sun gets dark, something incomprehensible, indefensible, and wrong. I specifically told the diplomats entrusted with these issues that this cannot continue. There is no denying reality." On Wednesday, the Czech Parliament's lower house condemned the UNESCO resolution that denies the deep historic Jewish connection to holy sites in Jerusalem, saying it reflected a hateful anti-Israel sentiment. 119 of the 149 lawmakers present approved a strongly worded protest against the step, saying the resolution denies historic links between Jews and their holy sites, discredits UNESCO, and fuels anti-Semitism. Only the four members of the Communist Party voted against the motion. Archaeologists announced on Thursday that they found the site of a fierce battle where the Roman army bombarded and breached the walls of Jerusalem before conquering the city and destroying the Second Temple almost 2,000 years ago. They said that the discovery made last winter during an excavation of a construction site for the new campus of the Bezalel Academy of Art and Design outside the Old City also finally confirmed the description of the wall that was breached provided by the historian Josephus Flavius. During the dig, the archaeologists found the remains of a tower surrounded by scores of stones and boulders fired by Roman catapults at the Jewish forces guarding the wall. A group of four Palestinians, including one who was granted temporary Israeli residency on humanitarian grounds, planned to carry out a terror attack at the Narnia Event Hall in Beersheba, a wedding hall where one worked, and also kidnap an IDF soldier to be used for leverage in negotiations with Israel. The plans were thwarted by a joint Shin Bet Security Service and Israel police investigation. Prosecutors filed indictments against the men at the Beersheba District Court on Thursday. The Education Ministry on Thursday suspended the principal of a state-funded Arab school in East Jerusalem after he appeared, together with a teacher from another school, a Palestinian soccer coach, and members of his team, in a photo holding up a banner lauding Mesbah Abu Sabih, who killed two Israelis in a shooting spree earlier this month. Early on Thursday, soldiers raided a print shop in the central West Bank town of Aram and seized printing equipment as well as inciting material, including posters praising Mesbah Abu Sabih. The state prosecution agreed to a deal on Wednesday whereby a group of Jewish extremists will not be charged with attempted murder. The principal suspects are two minors, one born in 1999 and the other in 2000. Other suspects include an unnamed IDF soldier, Itamar Ben Aaron and Michael Kaplan, both aged 20 and from the settlement of Nachliel, and Pinchas Chandorfi, 22, a resident of the settlement of Kiryat Arba. Initially, the cell faced charges of attempted murder for an arson attack on a Palestinian home in the village of Betelu near Ramallah. Instead of attempted murder, one of the minors will face 11 charges, including arson, aggravated assault, destruction of property, and carrying a weapon. Prosecutors will seek a 7-year jail sentence for him. The soldier, who is accused of providing the group with tear gas grenades, faces 6 years in prison, while another self-confessed member of the cell will be potentially jailed for 3 years. The defense could still challenge these sentences. According to the report, the plea deal stems from the fact that there is very little direct evidence for a conviction, with most of the case based on the confessions of alleged cell members. Tens of thousands attended the traditional biannual priestly blessing at the Kotel on Wednesday morning. The ceremony sees Kohanim, descendants of Moses' brother Aaron, gathering to recite a benediction. It is performed daily at synagogues throughout Israel, while mass blessings at the Western Wall Plaza take place on Pesach and Sukkot. Thousands of women marched through Jerusalem on Wednesday to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence, calling on him to reach a peace deal with the Palestinians. The protest was the culmination of a 200-kilometer, two-week march from the north of the country to Jerusalem by Women Wage Peace, an organization comprising Jewish and Arab women formed after Israel's 2014 war with Hamas in Gaza. Wednesday's activities began with a gathering at the Jordan River, where 3,000 Jewish and Arab women arrived by buses from all over the country to walk, sing, and dance together. The marchers were joined by Liberian activist and Nobel Peace Prize winner Lema Roberta Gbowee. All the speakers at the event emphasized the power of women to make change. Later in the day, Gbowee also met with Israeli President Reuven Rivlin and his wife Nechama. Rivlin told Gbowee, who led the Women of Liberia Mass Action for Peace movement, which was instrumental in bringing an end to the Second Liberian Civil War in 2003, that her actions were a true inspiration. She was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2011. Supporters of Israel from across the globe marched in Jerusalem on Thursday. Thousands marched through the largely closed center of Jerusalem as part of the annual Jerusalem March, traditionally held during Sukkot. Groups carried flags from dozens of countries, including the United States, Brazil, and Thailand, with many visiting as part of Christian delegations. 3,500 police officers were deployed across Jerusalem to protect the march and other key sites during the week-long Sukkot festival. A large group of Chinese marchers waved their flags alongside signs saying, "We stand with Israel," while a British group sang, "We love you, Israel, we do." Israelis from across the country also took part. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing listeners Chag Sameach for Simchat Torah.